This podcast and our many other ministries are only possible because of your support. If you would like to give to Grace Lutheran Church, you may do so by clicking a link in the description of this video. You may also give by going to our website, gracelutheran1.org/give. Thank you for your support. Today is a very important day in the church year. Today is Palm Sunday. It is the beginning of Holy Week, the last week of Jesus' life, the time that we remember when Jesus went into Jerusalem, then to the cross, died, and then resurrected on Easter. And most aspects of Holy Week are understandable and clear. Easter, we know, is the day that Jesus rises from the dead. Good Friday is the day where Jesus dies on the cross. And Maundy Thursday is the day where Jesus celebrates the Last Supper with his disciples and institutes the sacrament of communion. But it's worth asking the question, why is Palm Sunday important? Why is Palm Sunday lifted up as a day that we recognize? Why is it written about in the scriptures? We know that Palm Sunday is the day when Jesus entered in the city of Jerusalem, but in the Gospels, Jesus enters into many cities and many towns. Why is this city so important? We also know that Palm Sunday is the day where we wave branches and people threw branches down for Jesus. And Jesus came into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, also known as a colt. Why is this important? Many people see Jesus's celebration and entry into Jerusalem as sort of a parade. In fact, we might call Palm Sunday Parade Sunday, but are we just celebrating a parade? I mean, sure, parades are fun, they're meaningful, and they're exciting, but is there something more here than we're missing? One of the things that Palm Sunday lifts up is an aspect of Jesus that is important, an aspect of Jesus that is discussed in the scriptures, but an aspect of Jesus that we often fail to worship, interact with, and celebrate. You see, Palm Sunday is the day in the church year where we remember that Jesus not only enters into Jerusalem, but he enters into Jerusalem to advocate for us. You see, understanding Jesus as our advocate is not something that we often lift up. You see, we often call Jesus our Savior. We often call Jesus our Lord. We say that Jesus loves us and forgives us, but we don't often say that Jesus advocates for us. Because the truth of the matter is, we need an advocate. We need an advocate during those days and moments of our life when things are difficult, when things are hard. Because going through difficult times can often make us feel lonely. Going through difficult times can often make us feel isolated, because even if we're surrounded by people who care about us, suffering makes us feel that we are on our own, that there is no one who understands what we are going through. But the scripture reading today teaches us that Jesus not only understands our pain, but advocates for us in our pain. Our scripture reading today I mentioned about was Palm Sunday. It's the day we remember that Jesus goes into Jerusalem, and it kind of happens in an impromptu parade. You see, people knew that Jesus would go to Jerusalem, that it was part of his fulfillment as a prophecy, as the Messiah. And people were getting excited as Jesus drew nearer and nearer to Jerusalem, and finally the day came, and he orders his disciples to go and get a donkey from a neighboring town. They go and they get the donkey. Jesus begins to ride on it, and people, because they're kind of caught off guard about this, begin to wave branches and throw branches down and throw their coats down, saying, "Hosanna in the highest," which basically means, "Yay, Jesus, go, Jesus, you're the Messiah, Jesus." But Jesus was not the only person entering into Jerusalem on a parade that day. You see, on the other side of town, on the other end of Jerusalem, the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, was also coming in to Jerusalem. You see, Jerusalem was controlled at this point in history by the Roman government. But they allowed the Jewish people who had lived there for thousands of years to celebrate their festivals and their holidays, particularly the holiday that was coming up, the Passover, in the ways that they wanted. But they would often have great parades and celebrations showing the Roman government's power and might, reminding the people that, yes, you can have your celebration, you can have your holiday, but remember who is truly in charge. And you see Jesus entering Jerusalem while Pontius Pilate is entering on the other side is a way of Jesus reminding the people that while the Roman government may not advocate for you, that while the Roman government may not care about you, I am here to advocate for you. I am here to go to the cross and die for you. You see, an advocate is not something that we often think that we need, because most of the time in life, we feel like we're pretty self-sufficient. Most of the time in life, we feel like we can do things on our own. We can handle our own affairs. But all of us find ourselves in situations and circumstances where we need more than just ourselves. We need someone to advocate for us. I remember a couple of years ago, I was driving home from church, and it was the end of a weekday, and I was driving down 173, and I was getting ready to make a turn on Lakeview Road, which is just off 173 and is part of my route home. And I had made this drive, gone this route thousands of times, and I thought that this was just going to be another typical drive home. And as I was waiting to make a left turn into Lakeview Road, waiting for an opening in the oncoming traffic to clear, I heard tire screeching behind me that very quickly and very suddenly got louder and louder. And before I had time to react, before I had time to even look in my rear view mirror, all of a sudden a car slammed into the back of me. It sent me skidding across the road, and I was completely stunned and baffled. My books and my papers and my computers had flown all over the car, and thankfully, I was relatively uninjured, except from being shocked and having a bit of a sore neck. I immediately got out of my car to assess the damage, and I could see that the whole back end of my car had been completely crunched in. I then looked to the other driver, and I saw that they got out of their car, and thankfully they were okay as well, and I was completely stunned. So I immediately called the police. I called my wife to let her know what had happened and to let her know that I was okay, but I was kind of confused and overwhelmed at what to do because I had never dealt with something like this before. I had been in fender benders before, but I had never been in an accident as serious as this. But then it occurred to me that I could call someone who understood these situations better than I could. I could call someone who understood a situation like this backwards and forwards. You see, one of my best friends since childhood had grown up to actually become a personal injury attorney, a person who advocates for people who are in accidents. And so I began calling them on the phone as I waited for the police to arrive. And my friend picked up the phone and said, "Andy, how you doing? It's been a while. Great to hear from you." I quickly and in a panicked voice explained what had happened and asked him what I should do. And the voice on the other end was concerned, but the voice on the other end was not panicked, was not the least bit worried and afraid. The voice, my friend, on the other end of the phone was calm and offered me a variety of instructions, important things to do, making sure I got documentation from the police officer, making sure I got the other driver's information, all the things I needed to do, he very calmly and quickly shared with me. And even though the car was still a wreck, even though I still had a lot to do, I immediately felt calm as well. I felt calm as well, not because everything was okay in that moment. I felt calm as well because I had someone who I knew was advocating for me. I had someone who had been through situations like these, situations way worse than these, thousands of times, and he knew exactly what to do. In Jesus, we have the same type of advocate. You see, whatever you're going through in life, Jesus is there for you. And not only is Jesus there for you, but Jesus is there for you because he has been there for you since the day you were born. At the end of the Gospel of Matthew, before Jesus ascends into heaven, his final words to us and to his disciples are, "Remember, I am with you always until the end of age." And Jesus isn't there with you like someone who goes to a baseball game and is sitting in the stands and watching is what is happening but isn't in the game himself. Jesus is with you in such a way that he is not only present in your sufferings, but he understands your sufferings. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 says this, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin." You see, one of the reasons that Jesus came to this earth is because he wanted to understand us. And he wanted us to know that he understands us. He wanted us to know that he experienced suffering, that he experienced pain, that he experienced what it's like to be hungry, that he experienced what it's like to grieve a loved one. He experienced what it was like to be sick, and he experienced what it was like to experience bodily and physical pain. Jesus has been tempted. Jesus has experienced all that we have experienced. And Jesus not only sees our pain, but he knows our pain as one who has experienced pain himself. And because of that, we can know that Jesus advocates for us. When we experience turbulent times, when we are going through a difficult situation, we must ask Jesus to be our advocate because that is what he desires of us. At the Last Supper with his disciples, Jesus says this to them before he goes to the cross. He says, "But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." You see, we are to be reminded that Jesus stands with us in every circumstance and reminds us that God's presence continues to be with us. You see, we don't simply profess this, but we experience this, and we must call upon this when we face difficult situations. See, if you're a person who is facing a difficult health diagnosis or is helping a loved one through a difficult health diagnosis, do you see you helping that person alone? Don't see yourself as being alone. See yourself as bringing Jesus with you. If you have to go into a difficult meeting at work, something that you're nervous about, see Jesus standing next to you in that meeting, helping speak for you and through you in your difficult moments and circumstances. See, Jesus wants nothing more to be our advocate. And so when you go through hard times, bring Jesus with you into those hard times. Because Jesus not only goes to the cross for us, but goes with us whenever we experience the crosses in our own life as well. Yes, when we enter a situation with Jesus, it may not make the difficult circumstance go away, but like when I called my friend, when I experienced the car accident, it can give us a sense of calm. It can ease our worries, not because the troubles go away. It can ease our worries because we know that Jesus is with us. We know that Jesus has experienced this circumstance thousands of times before in the hearts of many other believers. And as difficult as the circumstance might be, if Jesus brings us to it, he will also bring us through it. And so worship Jesus as a Savior. Worship Jesus as a Lord, as a King. But remember to worship Jesus as an advocate and allow him to advocate for you each and every day of your life. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this reminder of all that Jesus does for us and through us. Help us see Jesus advocating for us whenever we need him the most. In your Son's holy name we pray. Amen.